Today's subject is Lashon Hara, the evil tongue, talking bad about other people. This includes many, many, many details. It is a mitzvah, it's actually a commandment, and interestingly, it's very related to Bnei Noach also. It's not just a Jewish thing. Why is it related? Because the purpose of the seven Noahide laws is to have a normal, ethical, moral society where everybody lives together, happy, and so on. And Lashon Hara, bad tongue, evil tongue, whatever you call it, it's really a destroying factor of communities, of families, of friendships, of marriages, and so on. So if we're talking, if we're saying that the whole purpose of the seven Noahide laws is to have a good relationship with other people, this is exactly the opposite. So definitely, no rabbinical authority is going to say anything different than this that I'm going to say right now. This is something that Bnei Noach have to be very careful about and keep it as best as they can. I'm not saying Jews don't have to do it. Of course, Jews also have to do it. What I'm saying is it also extends to non-Jews, definitely. What we're going to see in this small presentation is, for lack of time, I could not translate the whole thing. I'm going to read it to you. It's some parts are in Hebrew, some parts are in Yiddish, and I'm going to translate. What we're going to see is a few places in Hasidic thought, Chabad Hasidic thought specifically, where we find this idea of Lashon Hara, of bad tongue, and what's the effect it really has. So my intention is, once we know, like in a deeper way, what really Lashon Hara means, then a person should go to the laws of Lashon Hara. There's a whole book called Shmiras HaLashon, the guarding of the tongue, by the Chofetz Chaim, Rav Israel, Israel Meir Kagan, end of 1800s, 1900s, where he goes into so many details and so much detail. Okay, so whomever really wants to know about this, that's the source you should go to, and you will learn. What we're going to learn right now is a few sources in Hasidic thought, where the subject is talked about. First source, the Alter Rebbe, actually the first two sources are pieces, shtiklach, pieces of teachings of the Alter Rebbe. The first one is Igeret HaKodesh, it's a letter of the Alter Rebbe, which the letter itself is very interesting. It's not talking about Lashon Hara, but tongue. The letter itself talks about the Alter Rebbe complaining, basically, to his Hasidim, to his followers, saying that you come to me asking me for business, like what's better to invest on. I'm a Rebbe, you know, I talk about Torah. I don't know about business, it's not my issue over here. So all along the letter, which is not such a long letter, whatever, all along the letter, and I'm sure you can find this in English also if you look up, Igeres HaKodesh 22, in Chabad.org and so on. All along the letter, at the end of the letter, the Alter Rebbe talks about, look, be careful with the mitzvahs. That's the main thing you have to do. Like, if you don't have success in business, don't come to the Rebbe asking for business advice. Come to the Rebbe asking for Torah advice. And probably you're not doing everything properly, and so on. Okay, so the Rebbe says like this. Alken, therefore, after the whole introduction I gave, Ahuva Yedidai, my beloved, please, please, you have to make the biggest effort with all your heart and with all your soul to fix the love of the fellow Jew in your heart. And every person has to not look at the... my English is not the best, so whatever. My translation, online translation, every person has to look for don't look for the... and don't think about the bad, evil parts of the hearts of the other ones. That's how it's written. Ish esre'eyu, esro'at re'eyu, al tachshoivu. Don't think about the evil things about the other one in your hearts. And it should not come up in your heart, never, like the bad things about the others and the evil things about the others. Don't think about it. And if it comes up in your heart, just push it away from your heart as you push ashan. Ashan is a smoke. As you push smoke, like you push it away because you can't breathe. And furthermore, it is as if you were thinking about idolatry literally. Like, don't think about the evil parts of somebody else. Don't pay attention to that. It is as if paying attention to idolatry, because it's very big, lashon hara, bad tongue, and it's comparable to idolatry, prohibited, forbidden relationships, and murder. Just lashon hara is compared to the three together. It's a very grave and a very terrible thing. And this is a very interesting chidush, novelty, in this particular letter of the Alter Rebbe. Lashon hara is by talking. I talk about somebody else. I say something about somebody else. Even if it's true, it's still lashon hara, if my intention is to harm the person. If that's the way it works, by words, like dibur, talking, etc., and everybody knows already how a person wise of the heart, every wise person knows how the thought is much more powerful than words, for good and for better. Better means for bad, quote unquote, bad. So the Alter Rebbe is saying, wait a second, not only don't talk about others in lashon hara and so on, don't think lashon hara. Even by just thinking, that's already damaging somebody else. That's already having a terrible effect, as we're going to learn later. That's letter number one, place number one. Then there's another quote-unquote letter, Igeres HaTshuva, which is a whole work on tshuva, on repentance and so on. And Alter Rebbe, in chapter 7, he brings this interesting example. What is Alter Rebbe talking about? Alter Rebbe is talking about transgressions. But transgressions divide, and this is a verse in Yeshaya. I don't remember exactly the chapter and the number of the verse and so on, but the only thing, says Yeshaya, prophet, the only thing that can actually separate between a Jew and God is sin. Sin. When a person transgresses, that separates. And sometimes there are, you know, quote unquote, small transgressions, not important things. It's not just a terrible thing and so on. As we're going to see, lashon hara is one of them. And the Alter Rebbe is saying, but wait a second, that it doesn't really matter what kind of, what level of transgression we're talking about, because little transgressions add up. And when you have lots of them, it's as if it was a very grave, terrible transgression. Let's see in the words of Alter Rebbe. This is like the example, the mashal. A person puts in the light of the sun, negdar ha-shemesh, b'chalon, in a window, you put like different mechitzes. Mechitzes is like shades. You put different types of shades, even if they're really colors, very thin ones. You put one and the other one and another one and another one. A lot of very, very thin shades on the window. You want to cover the window. None of these things that you put on the window really cover the sun. But if you put lots of them, then you're going to have a dark room. As if it was a very thick thing that you put on the window and the light of the sun doesn't come in. That's an example. Exactly like this, says the Alter Rebbe, all the sins of a person that a person considers not important, he steps on those sins with his toes, whatever, how much more so? The sins that are really famous in the words of our sages, literally, like idolatry, as we said before, this is the Talmud actually, idolatry and forbidden relationships and murder. Like, for instance, if a person doesn't want to give tzedakah, he says, no, I don't have, whatever. He really has. He just doesn't want to give. That's a sin. And for instance, a person, the Torah says, Yisham Lecha, the Torah says regarding tzedakah, you have to be careful. Maybe there is something wrong, bad in your heart, and so on. And also, mesaper b'gnus chaveiroi. A person, look at the words of the Alter Rebbe, very interesting, taken from the Rambam, actually. A person that talks badly about somebody else. Gnus chaveiroi, like something bad about the other person. This is lashon hara. This is bad tongue. And this is compared to, and the Alter Rebbe repeats, avodah zara, idolatry, and forbidden relationships, and murder. And a person that gets angry. It is as if he was an idolater. And a person that has gasus haruach, he is pride, and so on. And like this, many, many things in the Gemara, in the Talmud. So you have to be careful with these, quote, unquote, small transgressions, because they really add, and they add up, and they separate you from God. And the Atreve finishes this particular piece. Talmud Torah, the learning of the Torah, is comparable to everything else because people really don't use the time properly and they waste the time and so on. You could be learning Torah and you're not, so you're wasting your time. And the Talmud says, Hashem, God said, okay, I accept that you do idolatry, but I don't accept that you left my Torah. I just can't deal with that. No. Okay, this is the Alter Rebbe. Now let's go to two stories of the Ayom Yoim. This is a book, quote-unquote, small book that Rebbe wrote for, like, as a calendar for 1943. And we learn this every single day. So the Ayom Yoim for the 13th of Cheshvan, which is actually in a short time, a few days, says a very powerful story by the Baal Shem Tov. And then the 12th of Kislev, the second paragraph, brings another idea of the Baal Shem Tov. So even though both are from the Baal Shem Tov, the Rebbe quotes this from his father-in-law, the previous Rebbe. I'm going to read this in Yiddish because it's a very interesting lashon. The Baal Shem Tov learned mit seine Talmidim Ashir Gemara. The Baal Shem Tov used to learn with his students a class in Gemara, in Talmud. The Reif von der Lernern is given mit Grois Charif und Geinus. It's mixed, Hebrew and Yiddish. The way of learning was with a lot of spice, like very genius learning, really genius learning. Umehot gelernten Rambam, Alfas, Roish, and they used to learn not just the Gemara, the Talmud itself, what the Rambam says on the Talmud, or the Alfas, Rabbi Alfas, whatever, and the Rosh, etc. Und andere Mefarshim, and on other commentators on this piece of Talmud, von der Rishonim, welche seinen Shayach event zu der Gemara, from those early commentators that had some relationship with that particular piece of the Talmud that they were learning. They were learning whatever. The Baal Shem Tov flecked up teichen die Werte in Yiddish. The Baal Shem Tov used to translate the words that they were learning in Yiddish. Most of the Talmud is in Aramaic, some Hebrew also. As mehot gelernt arachin, they came to a specific tractate in the Talmud, arachin, it's a tough one. Ungekommen zum Maimar Zal, and they came to a phrase by our sages. What does it say over there? They say like this: Lashon Tlisayt is in Aramaic. The triple tongue, cut it Tlisayt, kills three. This is what the Talmud says. There's a triple tongue that kills three. Hotter Baal Shem Tov is getaicht. The Baal Shem Tov translated like this: Lashon Hara Harget Ale Drei. Lashon Hara kills three people over here. Der Oistrachter, dem der Zähler und der Zuhörer. That person that is being talked about, somebody's talking about this person. Somebody is actually talking. So the person that is being talked about, the person that is talking, and the person that is listening. Three people. This is what the Baal Shem Tov said. Why is Lashon Hara called in the Talmud Lashon Tlisai, a triple tongue? Three people are killed. Nor, but, dos is in levushim ruchnim. This is only in a spiritual vest, in a spiritual sense, so to speak. Was dos is schwerer, which is actually even worse, viretzich in gashmis, as murder in a physical way. So we see the Lashon Hara is a terrible thing and kills three people. We're going to learn later why and how does it work. That's point number one, 13th of Cheshvan in Ayom Yom. Now let's go to 12th of Kislev. This is in Hebrew. Mekuba beYodinu b'Shem Moreinu Baal Shem Tov. We received, as a tradition, from a teaching from the Baal Shem Tov. He said like this: when you hear something not good on a Jew, about some Jew, even if you don't know this person, you just heard, whatever, Chaim Yankel is a terrible person. I don't know who Chaim Yankel is. Even so, you really have to be in pain. It starts out rav, a lot of pain. You have to feel a lot of pain. Why? Because somebody over here is certainly not good. If what you're hearing is true, and they're talking about Pliny, whatever, Chaim Yankel, no, he's not good. You're hearing something really bad about this guy. There's such a guy in the world. I don't know this guy, but there's somebody in the world that is a terrible person. That's not good. And if it's not true, the one that is talking, certainly, is not good. So in any case, something is not good. That's the power, so to speak, of Lashon Hara. You have to feel such a pain in your inside when you hear these words, because certainly something is not good around. Now let's move on. This is a little bit more complex. These are paragraphs from Likutei Sichas. In this particular place, this is a very interesting sicha, really interesting to learn the whole thing. This one is in Hebrew. We're not going to learn the whole thing, but I'm going to give you a little bit of context in order to understand what we're going to learn. Our sages tell us that the Jewish people, the Torah says, Jewish people were in Egypt. They were in exile and so on, and God took the Jewish from Egypt. Pesach, very nice, very nice. But there are few ideas that our sages share on exactly what happened with them and how Moshe Rabbeinu really went to redeem them, to take them out. At some point, the Midrash, our sages say, that Moshe Rabbeinu was very worried. Maybe I cannot redeem these people. Maybe they're not worthy of being redeemed. And one of the worries of Moshe Rabbeinu was, these people talk Lashon Hara. These people talk the evil tongue, bad tongue, so maybe I'm not going to be able to redeem them. So why should God send me these people talk Lashon Hara? That's the Midrash. Okay. Having said that, the Rebbe has a whole sicha, this particular one that we're learning just a few paragraphs, asking, wait a second, is it just such a terrible thing? Like, you have to redeem the Jewish people because God promised to Abraham that they were going to be strangers in his land and whatever. So why was Moshe so worried? Why is Lashon Hara such a bad thing to the point that Moshe was worried maybe the Jewish people are not going to be redeemed? So even though this sicha goes on a direction in the explanation and so on that applies to Jews, and you will see why in a second. However, the idea certainly can be applied to non-Jews, as I explained at the beginning. So let's go. What's Lashon Hara, actually? What's this thing? I'm not going into the laws of Lashon Hara. What is Lashon Hara, what is not? No. The meaning behind it. What's the problem with Lashon Hara? There are three things happening when a person talks about Lashon Hara in general. And there's over here a note that I did not copy the note. We're going to learn a piece of the note later also. So, okay. There are three things happening in Lashon Hara. Thing number one, Aleph. There's a damage that a person does on somebody else by talking, by saying Lashon Hara. As is understood very simply, that our sages do say that Lashon Hara kills and so on, as we just learned. The Rebbe is referring to that Gemara, that piece of the Talmud. Lashon Hara kills a person. So, okay, you're going to say, not materially, physically, spiritually, yeah, but still killed. Still murders a person. So that's point number one in Lashon Hara, the damage. Point number two, they say in Hebrew, metzius means that there's an existence and a revelation of evil in a person. We're going to learn more about this later. There's a revelation of evil in a person. Therefore, if a person is really talking bad about somebody else, you're revealing, as we're going to learn, you're revealing something bad in somebody else. It's a terrible thing. That's number two. Number three, the words of Lashon Hara, the words of the bad tongue, the fact that a person talks about somebody else, you're talking about somebody else, and we learn from the Rebbe, even if you're thinking, that's a powerful thing, the Rebbe is not going into that now, but whatever, talking, words. Even if your desire, your will, is not to damage anybody, you're not into damaging people. You're just talking because you enjoy talking about somebody else. Even if your intention is not to talk bad about anybody else, and you're not talking out of hate, like I really hate this person, I'm going to say everything. No. You're just talking nicely, you know, drinking beer in the bar and talking about somebody else. Very interesting. Even so, I'm sorry. Just let's continue the translation. Just the talking itself bad about somebody else has an effect in somebody else. Just because you're talking. Again, your intention is not to damage anybody. You don't hate this person. You're just freely talking, nicely talking to somebody else about a third person, really bad about him. Just because you like talking. this indicates and this stresses a separation, pirut, separation between one and another person. Because you're talking about somebody else really badly, and that you don't want to be like that. I'm not like that. That's actually what you're saying. This guy, oh, he's a terrible guy. I'm not like that. So you're making a separation between two people, you and the other one, and so on. Now, the Rebbe continues. In the first two details, damage and the fact that you're revealing somebody something bad in somebody else, in the first two details regarding Lashon Hara, this is just like any other sin. It's just a sin, whatever. It's not a good thing. You're damaging and so on, just as in any other sin, in opinions, in qualities, in action, whatever the sin is, those sins do not make a blemish in the choice that God chose the Jewish people. Parenthesis, what is the Rebbe saying over here? Because before this idea, the Rebbe said that God chose the Jewish people even before coming out of Egypt, and that's why he took us out of Egypt and so on. But the Jewish people in Egypt had sins. They were not the most tzaddikim and the most righteous people and so on. They were not. I'm sorry. That's the truth. And the Rebbe is explaining over here, the worry of Moshe Rabbeinu. They talk Lashon Hara. Wait a second. That's the only thing that they did? Alevai. No. They did many more things, even worse than Lashon Hara. So why is Moshe so worried about Lashon Hara, bad tongue? So the Rebbe is explaining the difference between bad tongue and the other sins. Okay, there are two ideas in bad tongue, the damage and revealing something bad in somebody else, that are shared with any other sin. They're all the same, basically, just sins. However, going over here, Lashon Hara has a third component, the component of pirut, separating between people. This goes exactly against the choice, the choosing, or whatever you say it, of God, of the Jewish people. By God choosing the Jewish people. Why did God choose the Jewish people? So the Rebbe explains like this. This third idea of Lashon Hara, the fact that it generates separation between people, and machloikes, discussions, and so on, arguments, this is completely against God's choice for the Jewish people. Why? Because God's choice for the Jewish people is because he chose us as Am Israel. We're a people, a folk. We're a people altogether. Am Echad. We're one people. That means that the choice of God, by God, of the Jewish people is not because of the virtues, spiritual virtues of the Jewish people. They're such a tzaddikim. They behave so nice. No, that's the truth. I don't like it, but no. No. Rather, the Rebbe says twice, Ach Barak, the only reason why God chose the Jewish people is because they are one people. Now, without even going into the rest of the thing, doesn't really matter right now. When a person talks Lashon Hara, that's what the Rebbe says. When a person talks Lashon Hara, he's generating separation. So this is really against the reason why God chose us. So Moshe Rabbeinu was really worried. Oy vey, these people talk Lashon Hara. They're losing the only thing they have, which is God chose you. And you're losing it. So I don't know if God is going to redeem you or not. I'm worried. So we see over here in this Sicha, in this talk of the Rebbe, that, again, Lashon Hara has three components. We're going to see more later, but three components. Damage. Talking bad about somebody else reveals in somebody else something bad, as we're going to learn. And just the issue of talking generates pirut, separation. Just because you're talking bad about somebody else, you're separating. Next, Likutei Sichos. This one is more complex, but it's very interesting also. Okay, what is the Rebbe talking about over here? This Sicha is in Parshas Noach. And when the Torah talks about Noach, one of the first things that the Torah says in Parshas Noach is Noach ish tzadik tamim hayav b'dorei sof. Noach was a righteous person, a complete person in his generations. There's a whole discussion what it means, the words generations, the Zohar and something. Okay, whatever. We're not going to go into that now, compared to Abraham Avinu, not compared. Okay, we're not going to go into that detail, but the truth is that the Torah spoke nice words about Noach. Tzadik, Tomim, okay, just two words, whatever. Nice words. The Torah talks nicely about Noach. Now, if Noach was a tzaddik, really, the Torah doesn't need to talk about nice about him. You need to talk about you need to talk nice about somebody that, you know, you have doubts, and somebody asks you, what about this guy? And you say, no, he's a good guy, whatever, go for it, it's going to be fine. If nobody has any doubt that this guy is a good guy, you don't need to talk about him. It's fine. Not even good, not even well. So why is the Torah talking well about Noach? Okay. I cut a few parts. This one is in Yiddish also. Let's go. What's really the reason and the usefulness of talking good about a tzaddik, about a good guy? I don't get it. I don't understand. Okay, so we're going to understand this. I'm jumping a few words. We're going to understand this when we first understand what the Gemara says, what the Talmud says. We learned this already. Lashon Tlisai, Kotlit Tlisai. The third tongue, or tongue, third, triple tongue, whatever, kills three. As Lashon Hara machtashot nit blois dem vosret, Lashon Hara is damages not only the person that talks, which is committing a sin, so to speak, und dem vosret, and the person that hears, nor oich der vos oif vem mendet, but also the person you're talking about. Even if it's not he, she, whatever, it's not hearing what you're saying, but still damages that person also. That's what the Talmud says. That's why it's three. This is what the Baal Shem Tov explained. While der oif vem mehot geret, Lashon Hara, because that person on which we spoke bad, Lashon Hara, vet sich neukem sein in dem Reder, will revenge against that person that spoke. Like, you spoke about me? Ah, I'm going to give it to you. Unter goyel adam von Reder wird sich neukem sein in ihm, and the person that will revenge that, so I'll say it in a different way. So the problem over here is like this. That somebody spoke speaking Lashon Hara. You spoke bad about somebody. Then comes this somebody and kills you. He's going to revenge. That's what it means. He's going to kill you. Now somebody killed you. So now he's going to come. Your husband is going to kill the other one. You killed my wife. Oh, really? So I'm going to kill you. You killed my friend? I'm going to kill you. So it's a change of killing. This one kills the other one. So it's a terrible thing. This is the first simple, so to speak, explanation that the Rebbe brings about Lashon Hara. Okay, we're going to jump a little bit, a few parts. Again, the Rebbe goes again into the question. So this doesn't happen to a tzaddik. Because to a tzaddik, nothing bad happens to him. So this thing of revenge and this and that, even if somebody talks bad about the tzaddik is not going to go and kill you. Forget it. It's not going to happen. So, again, why do you have to talk about a tzaddik? Okay, so let's go over here. Lichyoira, apparently, I don't understand, basically, he's saying the Rebbe. There was red, and there was hair, the person that was talking, and the person that was listening, Lashon Hara, haben sich beide beteiligt in der Aveira. They both form part of the transgression. Because if you don't have anybody to talk to, so you're not going to say Lashon Hara, just to the wind. Well, no, there are two parts over here to the Aveira. Unoch has a hard Aveira, and we're talking about something very hard, very, I don't know, very terrible. Was the Gemara doctor of Ir, that to the point that the Talmud says about this particular transgression, as is gleich zu der Harbkeit von Avoid Zaragil Harayas und Shvichus Damin. It's as hard and as terrible as the three most terrible things, idolatry and forbidden relationships and murder. Zusammen, everything together. Put them three together and Lashon Hara is just like that. And it's even worse than that. Wow, terrible. So okay, I understand that the Gemara says, the Talmud says that two people are going to be killed by Lashon Hara. Spiritually speaking, okay, very nice. But two people are going to be killed. Why the third? Is Muvan. That I can understand. Was they shot the Lashon Hara. They they damage with Lashon Hara, and therefore Lashon Hara is going to damage them. That's it. It's going to go back to you. What's the why Shuldig is blamed? Why is blamed or not blamed? What's the sin? Whatever. What's the sin of the person that was spoken about? What's the problem? In Spanish, you say culpable. I don't know. I don't remember the word right now. What's the problem with this guy? Er hodos nit genumen kein ontail in der Aveira. He did not form a part in this transgression. Farvos soll I euch leiden. Why is he punished? Why is he punished? So the Rebbe explains like this. Properly. Okay. Let's go. Okay. There's a piece missing over here. So I'm going to say it outside. Is there beer in them? The explanation is like this. The Eigenschaft von Dibur is, what's the characteristic of Dibur, of talking? Arois zu bringen a Sach von Helem, Machshava zu Gilui, brings out something from concealment, thought, into revelation. That's Dibur. That's talking. That's what it means. I think about something, you don't know what I'm thinking, so I say it, oh, now you know what I'm thinking. I revealed my thoughts. Und der Iber, therefore, durch dem, was man hat geredet wegen Jens Ra, by this that somebody spoke about the other one's evil parts, und es damit alles gebracht von Helen zu Gilu Bedibur, and you brought it out from concealment into revelation by talking about it, somebody has a bad quality. That's true. Okay. If I talk about it, I myself brought it from my concealment in my head, because I knew this, but nobody else knew this, so I knew this, and now I'm talking about it, I'm bringing it out. Yeah, this guy, oh, such a bad guy, because of blah, blah, blah. Therefore, kenesim farshoten, this makes damages the other person. Wenn me volt wegen dem nicht geredet, if you did not talk about it, you knew it, but if you did not talk about it, the evil parts of the other one would have been hidden and would not come out in expression in a practical way. So again, by me talking about somebody else, I do the, so to speak, exercise of bringing out something about somebody else, in this case something bad, and therefore that brings that evil part to revelation in the person. Even if it was hidden in within the person, I brought it out, and my exercise affects the other person, and he brings out that bad quality. Even if he was not thinking about it, he was not dwelling upon it, whatever, I brought it out, he brings it out. So with this, we understand the power of dibur, of words. Not just talking, I'm going to share an idea. 1 + 1 = 2. Ah, such a genius. No. By talking, you bring out characteristics in other people. You affect people by talking. Even if the other one doesn't listen. Because I can tell you, you're a fool. And you're going to say, why did the rabbi say I'm a fool? Okay, it affects you, of course. But it's like face to face. Yeah, I'm telling you something you don't like, blah, 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 blah. But what if I just tell somebody else, Chaim Yankel? Ha, he's a fool. Chaim Yankel didn't hear. Still, that foolishkeit, that stupidity within him comes up. Comes up and gets revealed. So it's a very powerful thing. Going back to Noach, that's why the Torah talks good about Noach. Because he lived in a very tough generation. Wasn't easy. He was the only one good over there. So the Torah wants to bring out good qualities of Noach. Even if he was a tzaddik, doesn't matter. You have a potential. I want to bring out your potential. So he talks good about somebody else. And the Rambam actually says, very interesting, what's the definition? That's at least one of them. What's the definition of Avas Yisrael, loving a fellow Jew? What does it mean? The Rambam says, "Mesaper b'shvach chaveiro." You talk good about him. Say good things about him. That means loving the other person. Why, according to this explanation, has a very much deeper understanding. You're bringing out good qualities in the other person. You're creating good things in the other person, even if he doesn't have it. You're creating good qualities in the other person. That's why the Torah talks about Noach. And the Rebbe bases this idea in a different place in the Talmud. Well, the Talmud says, the Talmud says that the good way that God responds to our actions is much more powerful than how God punishes our actions. So if by talking bad about somebody, you bring out bad things about that on that person, how much more so you're going to bring good things by talking good, by saying good things about the person. That's the power of dibur, of words. In the words of the Rebbe, now over here it's here. I just cut like one paragraph, whatever. I didn't realize. Over here it says like this: when you talk, be'ezmen red vegan yenem toif. When you talk good about somebody else, un shvach, and you praise the person and so on, hot es avadaya gute vilkung of them. Was meleibdim. For sure has a good effect on the person that you're talking about, even if you're not talking to the person. Okay. To finish with this idea of Lashon Hara, I did not find the exact source, but this is a known thing that I've repeated this many, many times in letters, many times. And every time the Rebbe says this, at least that I saw, he says it in the name of his father-in-law, the previous Rebbe, you're forbidden to talk about bad, to talk bad about yourself. Lashon Hara is not just somebody about somebody else. It's about yourself. I can't. It's impossible for me. I'm a fool. I don't know anything. It's not for me. You're saying Lashon Hara about yourself. So it's in a Hasidic, so to speak, perspective, it's forbidden to say Lashon Hara about yourself also. That's Lashon Hara also.